Sounds for Dance.
Yeah.
Yes, we're back. We're back. Hi, Marina.
Hello, Patricia. Hello, Anne-Sophie.
Hi, Marina. So we're down here in our basement again recording our next season of Sounds for Dance.
Yes, we're back. We've been back for a while. We did CSD in the beautiful weather. Now we have a next production coming on with Adam Linda. And now we have Marina here just to talk a little bit about what we're going to, you know, the theme of this podcast during the season. Marina.
Yes, which is how we explore the human body through the lens of dance and its infinite possibilities.
Yes,
yes. So much to talk about.
So much. Yes, for me, dance is actually deeply personal. It's not just about movement. The body in dance is a storyteller, a political weapon, and a living tool of communication, actually. So I think over the course of this podcast, we will talk about how the body shapes the art of dance, but more than that, how it shapes complex conversations about the world we live in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. And how does it shape the world?
I mean, I think it's interesting to talk about different topics related to body versus dance and versus the world. And there are some hot topics that it will be very interesting to dive into.
And we all have a body.
So yeah, we all have a body and we want to shine a light on you know, on the current, you know, environment and time, what we are dealing with now. So that's really interesting.
So yes, one of my favorite topics, and I also think is a hot topic, is the body representation
and so
the gender expectations of place on dancers, right? How is the dance evolving beyond traditional gender norms and how the dancers finding freedom to express themselves in new ways beyond binary. But there are also many other topics, the philosophical body, for example. What does it mean to inhabit a body in motion?
Right.
Dance for me, for example, is a way to question our very existence and push the boundaries of what it means to be human. So it is a sort of conversation between the mind and body, where thinking becomes physical and movement becomes thought.
Mm. And you also want to talk about, you know, we often talk about the kids and how they're, you know, are thriving or not thriving, and what we can use art and particularly dance for to shape our kids.
Completely. I think it's important to talk about the relevance of dance education and how education can and dance helps children grow physically, mentally, and emotionally. Mm-hmm. And somehow it sets a foundation for a lifelong love of movement.
Yes, and then also like what we also a lot talking about in the studio, you know, the health and healthy body, a healthy mind.
And how bodies are different.
Our bodies are different.
Yeah. Completely. And the well-being of the body. Mm. I think in our case, the body is both instrument and artist. Mm. Right. So maintaining a physical and mental health is absolutely essential.
For sure. Yeah. It's very important. Mm. And also, like, you know, we have in our company three pregnancies. How are we dealing with that? We have women here. Now we all have a child. Two dancers here. And Sophie, you also a dancer. How to deal with, you know, coming back from a pregnancy?
Completely. From the physical shifts to the emotional journey of returning to the stage after the childbirth.
So different for a dancer than for like an admin person like myself.
Exactly. Yes. What happens when the body is your career?
Mm. Exactly.
These are major questions that it's important to talk about it.
Yeah, very much so.
What else should we talk about?
We will talk also about the body as a political tool. Mm-hmm. I think also across history and in contemporary settings, the body in dance has been a form of protest, rebellion and change. Mm. So how does the simple act of movement take on powerful political meaning, especially in times of social major transformations?
Yes.
So overall, I think this will be what we will be talking about.
Yes, and we're going to have exciting guests in the studio with us. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this
one. Me too. And we haven't finalized everything yet in this season. So if you're out there listening to this and thinking, oh, I have a really good idea for a guest or a topic that you want us to know about, then get in touch with us on Facebook, on Instagram, find us, and then we'll look at it.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you, Marina.
And the first episode with Adam Linder, who is a choreographer and who's working with the body both in museum context and on stage. So we have him in conversation with Charlotte Sproge, who is a museum curator. And that episode is already out now.
Great. Looking forward.
Thank you,
Marina.
Thank you, Marina. And thank you, Patricia. See you. Stay tuned to Sense for Dance.